I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. One of the buzzwords from President Obama's campaign was change, and there's some hope that change could be on the horizon in the Middle East. The president's special Mideast envoy, George Mitchell, is on his way to Syria. It will be his second visit in as many months. For years, Syria has been an implacable enemy of Israel, an ally of Iran, and a sponsor of militant groups like Hezbollah in Lebanon. The question is whether Mitchell will be able to coax a change out of Damascus. Joshua Landis is a leading blogger on Syria and an associate professor of Middle Eastern Studies at the University of Oklahoma. Joshua Landis, I'd like your thoughts on why Mitchell's going back to Damascus.
Well, Obama's strategic plan for the Middle East and his attempts to get a comprehensive peace process moving in the Middle East are in danger of stalling. It's a little bit like his health plan, in a sense. And so I think that this is an attempt to get the ball rolling.
So how do you move forward there? And I'm wondering if you think that Syria really does want to cooperate with the United States, if it can just get past the fears.
I think Syria does. You know, I just got off the phone with some people at the Syrian embassy, and they are very concerned. They say, we've been let down by America a number of times in the past, and we want very much to move forward. It's in our interest. We need good relations with America. We want the Golan Heights back, and we want peace with Israel. But we don't want to be rolled. And they put it almost entirely in those words. And we want to make sure that this is going to be comprehensive. And I think developing that trust is difficult. And that's why it's important that Mitchell go and continue this dialogue.
Do you think that something might come out of this, or these are just the small steps that must be made in diplomacy, and maybe nothing out of this particular trip, but it's building on a greater program?
Well, I think that things can come out of this. I mean, right now, the first step is the Iraq intelligence sharing. America wants to establish a regime in which Syria will be arresting people on the Syrian side of the border, that America will give intelligence to Syrian people, and the Syrians will go off and arrest people. And Syria's happy to do this, but it also wants an ambassador and to be talked to politely and not to be called a terrorist-supporting state and so forth if it's moving ahead and working on all these things. So that's the first step. Then, of course, there has to be movement on the Arab-Israeli conflict, on the Golan Heights. And there we have a real problem because Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel is not going to give back the Golan Heights. Syria says we need the Golan Heights. And so much of the problems between America and Syria hinge on this issue. Because Syria, as you said in your opening, supports radical groups like Hezbollah and Hamas that America doesn't like, Israel doesn't like. But Syria supports them because they put pressure on Israel that Syria needs in order to get back to Golan. And Syria is not going to stop supporting those groups unless it has peace with Israel and gets back its land. So America can go around this issue in 100 different ways and patch up relations with Syria, but it'll never have decent relations with Syria so long as the Golan Heights is occupied by Israel. And that's the end goal that we need to get to and that Mitchell needs to get to, and that's going to be a very difficult goal.
Joshua Landis is Director of Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma. Thank you.
My pleasure.